So what happens to the money now? Where does this money go, especially if there's a legal challenge? I mean, is it just sitting there in limbo?
I mean, it was kind of, I mean, as far as I could tell, they were saying that up until 2034, there were plans to have some sorts of payments annually. So it's unclear whether the voiding of it would then allow them to claw it back entirely, or whether they've already tried to send most of it out, even from NatCast, right? So it's even a step further away from the government's coffers. But yeah, it's something that I'm sure Lutnick's team was talking about with them today after they received the letter. As with the EPA case, you know, you see there's many steps in the process before the government can actually just get the money back, because it's already gone through so much to get out of taxpayers' hands and into the pockets of special interests or whoever might be in line for it.
This is a facet of the changing of the guard in government that I never actually knew about or thought of, but it makes a lot of sense. So a very great story. Thank you for breaking it and coming on the podcast to talk about it. Josh Christensen, thanks so much.